Let's get ready to rumble!
We got that nice card from him with your picture on the front.
Speaking of the card we got from him, mm-hmm. and you'll remember we got scratch-offs from him.
Oh, yeah, the blackjack.
Big Fetty played the clip of you scratching off the scratch-off on his Thursday episode from last week and said that you were basically sucked at it. But
I do suck at it, Big Fatty. That's okay. Maybe I'll just eat some bacon and I'll get better at it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I do suck at it, Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 906. 906 of the BFO for Thursday, the 21st of July, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you a little surprise about the Big Brother. Oh, Big Brother, we need our surprises. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, the week is just zooming by. It is just zooming by. Big Freddy, you fucked it up. You're on the wrong channel. Yeah, gussy. Y'all, poor Big Freddy. And y'all, I'm not going to fix it. No! No, Big Freddy, you just put it out there. It is nothing but 20 minutes of honesty. 20 minutes of honesty. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, if I fuck it up, I fuck it up. And so there you have it. And y'all, I have spent a lot of this week catching up on little shows. And y'all, I was listening to that Pink Wing Nuts. The Ange up there, and the Faye driver up there in the BC Canada, and y'all, he is scolding people. He is scolding people about being poopy. And y'all, that is a chicken carbonara, and a garden salad. But anyway, y'all. Let's see, and then y'all at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the coat hanger cast, and y'all they are talking about some scratch offs that Joe in Dallas, the number one fan of the BFO, sent to him, and y'all I don't know what's happened. I don't know what's happened to the coat hanger cast because y'all they've gone on hiatus. Y'all they did like 10 shows and went on hiatus. I just don't know. I just don't know. But y'all, there was, I think they let the cat out of the bag. Bag, Fatty, what is a cat doing in a bag? And well, y'all, that's where all kitty cats belong, in a bag. Poor Big Freddy, you're being ugly. You're just being ugly. And y'all, evidently, they are buying a hacienda, just like that Dr. Stone and his cohort Styx Bieber, they're buying a hacienda, from what I understand. And y'all, I can only hope. I can only hope that the Stompersons do not have relatives in the strawberry capital of the world. Yes, Big Freddy! Except Lakeland is not winter strawberry capital. Where is it? It's, where is that? Where's old Styx Bieber from? He's from Plant City. That's it. Yes, Big Freddy, how did you pull that out of your ass? Well, you know, the same way that the anyway, y'all, on yesterday's show, y'all, I was giving you an update on the gentleman caller situation. Y'all, this was my new most regular gentleman caller. And y'all, I kept getting messages from him. I'm trying to get away. And y'all, he was at work. And y'all, he is in the healthcare profession, y'all. And he was hoping he could get away all through the evening, and y'all, he did not leave. He did not leave work until 3 a.m. in the morning, and then had to be back at 7 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I could not believe it. I told him, I said, you are a dedicated professional. That's all I've got to say. And then, y'all, all day long, he was saying, oh, Big Freddy, can we get together today? Are you interested in a threesome? I said, yes. And so he goes, well, I'm working on it. And y'all didn't hear another word. Then about 5 minutes to 5 p.m. in the afternoon, I get a message. Big Freddy, are you busy? I said, no, I'm on my way to the Fat Cave right now. And y'all, within 10 minutes, he was over here. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, he had just come from a massage. And y'all, after working all those hours, I would have come from a massage also. And y'all, after a roll in the hay with a Big Freddy, please. We don't need to hear about hay rolling. Y'all, and a massage, y'all, I'm sure he's gone home and has sunk into a coma. Just sunk into a relaxing coma, because y'all, it's just not going to get any better than that. And y'all, last night, I'm sitting here and I'm getting ready to watch what do you call that thing? It's the, y'all, that Gordon Ramsay, you know, the one where he screams at them and calls them donkeys and tells them to shut it down. I don't know what it is. It's some sort of the Hades kitchenette, I believe, is what it's called. And the Hades kitchenette. And y'all, I was getting ready to sit down and watch that. And y'all, I get an e-letter. And y'all, it is from my old most regular gentleman caller. And y'all, this is at 7:45 p.m. in the evening. And he says, hey, Big Freddy, you want to fool around? I went, and y'all, literally, I responded to him by saying, oh, well, I didn't say that because y'all, I don't know how to type that. But I said, holy shit, you mean you're still awake? Of course I'm interested in fooling around. And y'all, he was over here in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And y'all, it was lovely. Y'all, it may have been the best roll in the Big Freddy, enough of the roll of the hay with him ever. And y'all, I don't know what's in the water. I don't know what's in the water. Y'all, it's either feast or famine. And thank God it's a feast, because Big Freddy needed, after the famine of the weekend, I needed a feast. And y'all, I asked him, I said, what was up with you coming over so late? And he goes, well, I took a late lunch and I took a nap. And I'm thinking, well, please do that more often. So anyway, y'all, it's a feast. And I'm not going to play the Gentleman Caller song. Y'all, I got a nice little note from that Timmy Sims about featuring the little one on the beginning of yesterday's little show. And y'all, I got a surprise message in the e-letters on hump day morning. Y'all, it was from my straight boyfriend, my domestic straight boyfriend, and I know that is going to make Straight Bob very, very jealous. But you know, Phil in Oregon, y'all, he has always deferred to Straight Bob as being the number one straight boyfriend. And y'all, speaking of straight boyfriends, y'all, not over there in the y'all, he said, oh, I'm back, biatches. And y'all, he's gone and disappeared again. Y'all, I have a feeling he is involved in that Rupert Muddy Dock mess over there. Y'all, the end of the world newspaper. Y'all, I don't know if he's involved in that, but y'all, I hope he was not the security person that was trying to keep the shaving foam pie from hitting that Rupert Muddy Dock in the face. But anyway, getting back to what do you call this? Y'all, this is from Phil, my straight boyfriend out there, my domestic straight boyfriend. Y'all, it says, Big Freddy. It says, hi, I need your P.O. box number. I've got a little something that should look good on the wall of the Fat Cave. Y'all, I can only imagine that it is an actual size poster of Phil naked. But I don't know. I just don't know. But y'all, it says, I'll just call it. it your birthday gift since you'll be a year older just a week before me. Love, Phil, your straight boyfriend from Oregon. And y'all, he sent it from his iPhone. And y'all, I believe he used the BFO app to do that. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, Phil, it's lovely to hear from you. And y'all, if you are ever confused as to where to get the address of the BFO for Big Fatty, y'all, it's over there at the BFO under the box on the right hand side that says Top of the Heap, and y'all, it says Ruination Information. And y'all, all you got to do is click on that, and it'll give you all the information over there of how you can get in touch with Big Fatty and send lovely, just lovely things to the P.O. box. Y'all, I'm not going to go down in the Fat Cave because, quite frankly, I'm just not going to do it. No, Big Fatty, don't you dare do it. But y'all, I don't know how many of y'all are watching the Big Brother app. But y'all, I'm not sure it's gonna be good, because y'all, quite frankly, I have a feeling that these returning people are just gonna decimate the newbies, because y'all, the newbies have fucked it up. They have fucked it up just like Big Fatty fucked up the show at the beginning of today's little show. But y'all, during the live eviction last Thursday, and y'all, there'll be another one tonight at 9 Eastern, which of course is the only time zone that matters. But y'all, there'll be a live eviction. But last week on that Thursday, they said, if you hey America, if you want to participate in the head of household competition, go to cbs.com/bigbrother. And y'all, I did it. And y'all, they had a quiz over there, and y'all, they were asking different questions about, you know, which house guest do you think would get lost in a paper bag or something like that. And there must have been a dozen questions or so. So y'all, evidently the head of household competition later this night is going to be how America answered these quiz questions. Yes, Big Freddy, that just sounds lovely. And so there you have it. Y'all, it was a big day. It was a big day. And y'all, here's a little hint why it was a big day. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, do you get it, huh? Y'all, today the lion is no longer sleeping tonight. And y'all, the new Apple Snack software came out today, and y'all, that's lovely. It's just lovely, because you know, just 2 weeks, 2 weeks from this Friday, or 2 weeks from this weekend, Big Fatty is probably going to go down to the Apple Snack Store and get him a new MacBook Pro. Because y'all, quite frankly, the MacBook, it has seen the meat. It has just seen the meat, y'all. It has worked. It has served Big Fatty well, and I will not dispose of it immediately because, you know, as soon as you do that, then the MacBook Pro will turn to a big old pile of shit. But, anyway, so the lion came out. Vader, old Vader, he immediately went over and downloaded it, and he was touching himself inappropriate. Y'all, I'm getting lots of the Words with Friends request to play. But anyway, y'all. But if I wait till that first weekend in August to get the new computer, then I'll be able to get it on tax-free weekend, yes, and it'll already have the lion on it. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, today's axe, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm thinking I better get on this good side. Y'all, it's coming from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. And y'all, he says, dear Big Fatty, who was your best friend growing up? And can you tell us your best story? Well, y'all, he's got two questions there. And, yes, I can. And, y'all, I had probably my best friend growing up. His name was Steve. It was not Stephen the Huck, but his name was Steve. And, we were crazy. There was a group of four of us that just kind of hung out together. And, one of the girls in the group, her parents were in the Salvation Army. And one of the girls in the group, they were just kind of fucked up. And and then there was Steve and I. And y'all, Steve, his mother was Marilyn. Marilyn, we always used to make fun of Marilyn. And Marilyn would walk around in the house with a feather hat on. Y'all, she was just crazy. She was bad. Y'all, I would have guessed that she was from South Dakota or something like that. But y'all, Big Fatty had a Super 8 video camera. And y'all, we would make up these funny situations and videotape them. And y'all, I've got those videos somewhere, and I probably need to get those transferred over to the VRD. Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, I got a joke. I got a joke from that Gavin over there at the Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, evidently he's gonna be sticking and poking the Hat M from Mexico on this weekend's show. So y'all, you might want to listen to that one. But y'all, Gavin says, Big Freddy, I am sending this to you because I suck. Oh, at telling jokes. So I'd rather you tell it. Okay. So y'all, here it is. It is an Asian couple. Was getting married. They are both virgins, and on the wedding night, neither knew how to start the bobo honking. The woman says, one of my friends always said to start with 69. And the man answers, what does broccoli chicken have to do with it? Ah, Big Fatty, that's a good one. Get it? Number 6. I'll have a number 69, because you know in an Asian restaurant, you always, y'all, speaking of cat in a bag, you know, in an Asian restaurant, order by number, order number, order by number, and y'all, then it says, sorry, gravitas and rice for first birds. Oh, racist. Y'all, I'm sure that the gravitas and the rice for first birds are saying R-O-R for rough out round. Big Fatty, please. So, anyway, y'all, quite frankly, I have just been amazed at the number of people who have told me that they love the Take That. And y'all, Paul the Kitten Whisperer said, Big Fatty, I've learned about them when they were starting off in starting off back in England in the 1990s. Y'all, that was a century ago. And they were great sports and were on a weird and wonderful morning program that was aimed to jolt morning news programs in Britain, not unlike our Today Show. And y'all, then he sent me some links showing Take That modeling underwear and showing their bums. And y'all, that I believe that show was called The Big Brufkus. But Paul, thanks for sending that to me. Y'all, also found out from that Timmy Sims that there's a Take That app for the iPhone. And y'all, Big Fatty's gonna go over there, and I'm gonna download it. And then, Connor, what will I do with it?
I do suck at it, Big Fatty.
Well, take that and party, yes, Big Fatty. can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.